The first reason I say that is because Jesus in this passage is withdrawing to a place where he ought to be able to get away from people. He seems like that's what he's trying to do. Verse 24 says that Jesus attempted to slip into town and into a friend's house without anyone knowing it. He did not want to meet with anyone. He wanted to withdraw. And so this woman should have never had any access to Jesus. He needed to get away, to go on like retreat and retreat away from people. And yet this woman finds him. The second reason that she should be having nothing to do with Jesus is that this story seems to be going out of its way to point out where this woman is from. It talks about her in Matthew as being a Canaanite. Now, if you're familiar with the Old Testament, the people of Canaan were actually the people that God intended to drive out of a land that he had promised to the Israelites. So she's identified as a Canaanite. And here in Mark's gospel, he points out that she's Greek and that she's from Syrian Phoenicia. And so if you were looking at a map of that day and time, you would see Jerusalem down toward the bottom of Palestine. And you could follow the Jordan River up to the Sea of Galilee that was a little more in the north. But here Jesus has gone even further than that. He's gone 20 or 30 miles away from the Sea of Galilee, up to the north and close to the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, in an area that is called Phoenicia. And the cities were Tyre and Sidon. And this is where this woman is from. And so it's a place that Jesus had gone completely out of his way to get away from his home. And here is a woman that he should have never had anything to do with. She's a Canaanite. She's Greek. She's from Phoenicia. Strike one. Strike two. Strike three. But she stuck around. You see, that's kind of why I thought about titling my message, A Strong Woman. Because this woman was not going to leave. She found Jesus, and she stuck around. Well, a third reason that she shouldn't be having anything to do with Jesus is that she was a pest. She was an annoyance. She was an inconvenience. In Matthew's account, the disciples ask Jesus to send her away because they say she's crying out to us. She's annoying us. She won't be quiet. She won't leave. Jesus, say something to her to get her out of here. She won't shut up. She won't be quiet and take her place, which is out of sight and out of mind. This woman really should be having nothing to do with Jesus. Or if we were a little more honest, maybe Jesus should be having nothing to do with the woman. But things do not go that way. Jesus' encounter with this Canaanite, Greek, Syro-Phoenician woman, at first glance, seems harsh. Jesus seems judgmental. He says to her, "You know, I've come to take care of the children of Israel and not to deal with those who are not a part of that group of people. And so it is not proper." And he uses this kind of metaphor here, this comparison to say, it's not proper for me to give you food off of the table. You feed the children first before you feed the dogs. It's almost like he's insinuating this or perpetuating this old kind of label that was placed upon the Gentiles. They were called dogs. So honestly, Jesus seems a little harsh here. He seems a little judgmental of this woman. But I want to dig a little deeper. And sometimes I think when we encounter issues in the Bible that seem troublesome or problematic, sometimes it means that we need to readjust ourselves and align ourselves more with the scripture. But sometimes it means that we need to get a little deeper into the text and seek understanding and the Holy Spirit's work to help our understanding. So I want to dig a little deeper here. There is something in this woman that Jesus responds to. Something that opens the way for a deeper connection between this woman and Jesus. I think Jesus sees something in her that catches his attention. And that thing is the thing Jesus was always looking for in a person. And that thing is a strong faith. A strong faith. Here in this story, in this episode, Jesus is perhaps as far away as he had been from his home, trying to disappear, if just for a moment. And in this place, so far away from his home, there with his disciples, Jesus encounters something. He encounters the thing that he is looking for. He had to go all the way up to Phoenicia to find it. A strong faith. He wanted to see it in his disciples, but he didn't. How many times did he look at his disciples and say, "What is wrong with you guys? Where is your faith?" Jesus wanted to see it in his disciples, but he didn't. Jesus wanted to see it in his Jewish family of faith, but he didn't. He had to get away up in the north, up in the region of Tyre and Sidon, to find a woman that he should be having nothing to do with, who has the strongest faith. And it's this woman's strong faith, listen, that opens the door for God's mighty power to be demonstrated. And it is demonstrated. And the woman's possessed daughter is freed from her tormentors. Jesus has come a long way. He went a long way to find a strong faith in a woman. And today, Jesus has come a long way here to this place. And he's looking for strong faith today. Jesus searches you and me. This is not just a meeting. This is not just a room where we gather and sit and listen, sing, pray, whatever. This is a place where we encounter the living God. And Jesus is here, and he's come a long way today to this place, to you and me. And he's looking for a strong faith. And he searches you and me. The psalmist says this, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there be, Lord Jesus, strong faith in me." I can promise you this Canaanite, Greek, Syrophoenician woman that Jesus met and connected with, she had anxious thoughts like the psalmist mentions here in Psalm 139. I'm sure that she wanted her daughter back. And she was filled with anxious thoughts. See, Lord, today, if there be strong faith in me. Maybe that's your prayer. Lord, go ahead and search me. I can't hide from you. I can't clean myself up enough to make you happy. But Lord, you come and search me and search my heart and see if there be the kind of strong faith in me that was in this woman that really you should have had nothing to do with. And maybe, Lord, today, you should have nothing to do with me. But Lord, you're here and you're meeting us here today. And you are searching us today to see if there is strong faith in us. Now listen to me. We might think that like this woman, we have no good reason to expect Jesus to notice us. There's no good reason for him to listen to us. And really, maybe no good reason for him to help us. But it's not who we are on the outside. It was not about who that woman was on the outside. It's not about where we're from, where we're born, the labels that are attached to us. It was not about that woman being a Canaanite or a Greek or from Syrophoenicia or any other thing that could have been true about her. It was never about those things. And it's not where we're from or who we are or the things that label us that would ever open the door for Jesus to notice us. It is what is down inside us that always catches the attention of Jesus. It is never the things that are on the outside. Listen, Jesus always recognizes and responds to strong faith. That's why he could see it lacking in his disciples. Because he was always looking for that strong faith in the heart of people. And that was something that Jesus always recognized. The times that I travel, if I go up north or out west, if I come across somebody that's from the south, I always know it. I recognize it. Not because of what they look like, it's what they sound like. That southern twang, I can't miss it. I recognize it. Jesus recognizes in people strong faith, because it's what he's looking for. And he recognized it in that woman, and he's looking and hopefully, prayerfully sees it in us. Strong faith. And it's strong faith in us that opens the door for a deeper connection and a deeper encounter with Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ is not just someone to know about, to memorize and to regurgitate. Jesus Christ is a person alive and well, the God-man who lived and breathed on this earth and died a sinner's death and rose again, coming forth out of a grave, alive, ascending to the heavens to be with his heavenly Father at the right hand of the Father today, the scriptures teach us, and promised his Holy Spirit to come and dwell here in his place and to take his place in us so that we become the temples of God as his Holy Spirit abides in us. And Jesus is wanting a deeper connection and encounter with us. Faith is what? The book of Hebrews defines it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That is absolutely counterintuitive. The faith, the strong faith that Jesus looks for, is this kind of faith described in the book of Hebrews. It is the deep substance of things hoped for. What we hope for, the evidence of things not seen, we hope for and we look for and we actually see evidence of things that we don't see. It's counterintuitive. It does not make sense. And yet Jesus is looking for that kind of faith down deep in the hearts of people. A strong faith that hopes for evidence and sees evidence of things not seen. That Canaanite, Greek, Syrophoenician woman, the substance of her faith was that she wanted her daughter back. She had no reason to believe that it could happen or should happen for her. But she had a strong faith that she would not let go of. It said, I want my daughter back, and Jesus, I'm falling at your feet, and I'm believing that you will see my faith and respond to it. Women, moms, young and old, men and dads too, where is your faith? Where is your faith? Where is my faith? Today in this room, you might feel beaten up. It's just the way life can treat us. You might feel discouraged today. Heck, you might feel possessed and tormented. Your body might be weak. Your mind might seem slow. You might be covered up in debt or feeling like you're about to step off a cliff. And you might feel like there's no good reason for Jesus to notice you, to listen to you, or to help you. But in you, down deep in you, is faith, and it's faith, the belief you have that that Canaanite woman had, that in Jesus Christ is the substance of what you hope for. That in Jesus Christ is the evidence of that thing that you haven't yet seen, but you believe you'll see it. Yet. You believe. Yet. Yet. I want you to know this morning, Jesus sees your strong faith. He recognizes it. He sees it in you. He notices it. He is listening to it. And Jesus is helping to make our faith sight. To make our faith sight. That those things that we have faith in, that we believe in, that Jesus brings about, will yet come to be. That woman wanted her daughter back, healed and freed. What do you want of Jesus today? What is it that you're believing for? What is the substance of your faith today? What do you want of Jesus? What is it that would open the door for God's mighty power to be demonstrated in your life and in my life? Lord God, today, as we've opened your word, as we've lifted our praises to you, Lord, we've cried out in prayer to you, and we've silenced ourselves to listen to you. Lord, might we recognize your voice as you speak to us. And Lord, might you recognize in us that faith. And perhaps we would confess to you today that my faith feels weak. It doesn't feel strong. It feels weak today, Lord. And so, Lord, I need you to do a work in me to cause my faith to rise. That the substance of what I'm hoping for rises. And that you accomplish that demonstration of your mighty power in response to that faith that you have recognized in me. Lord, might my faith be even stronger today. And perhaps that's our prayer. Perhaps that's what we're asking of you, Lord. Make our faith even stronger, even deeper, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.